So you're looking into foundation repair in OKC, huh? Man, I know that can feel overwhelming, trying to figure out where to even start.
Absolutely, and it's a big decision. You want to make sure you're making the right choice for your home.
Definitely. And today we're taking a deep dive into Oklahoma Foundation Solutions. I mean, you can't drive around OKC for 5 minutes without seeing one of their billboards.
Right, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So we've gathered up their website, marketing materials, that kind of thing.
We're going to try to help you see past the marketing and really figure out if their style is a good fit for you.
Exactly, because they've clearly put a lot of thought into how they present themselves to potential customers.
And one of the first things you notice is how they lean into that whole your home is your sanctuary kind of message.
It's smart, though. Think about it. Foundation problems. Those are stressful. It's a huge deal for homeowners. So they're trying to connect with you on an emotional level before they even get into the nuts and bolts of foundation repair.
Yeah, and they really emphasize that peace of mind angle like a lot. It's almost like their tagline at this point, peace of mind, peace of mind. But what does that really mean in this context?
Well, I think it's their way of addressing the anxiety that naturally comes with foundation issues. These are big, potentially expensive problems we're talking about. So by constantly coming back to peace of mind, they're basically saying, choose us and you can stop stressing.
That makes a lot of sense. So how do they back up that promise?
Well, one way is by emphasizing their experience and local roots. Did you notice how much they highlight being family-owned, serving OKC for over 30 years, all that?
Yeah, they really lay it on thick. We've fixed thousands of homes right here in Oklahoma City, that kind of thing.
And that's doing a lot of work for them because it's not just about hometown pride, right? They're implying a depth of knowledge that comes from working with Oklahoma City's unique challenges for decades.
Like our infamous expansive clay soil.
Exactly. That's something they address directly on their site, which tells me they understand the specific issues homeowners here are facing.
Makes you wonder, though, like, what about someone in Edmond? They're not exactly Oklahoma City proper. Do they get the same level of expertise?
That's a great question and something we can definitely circle back to later. It's important to consider if you're not directly in the heart of OKC.
Yeah, are they sending the same crew who knows every nook and cranny of the metro area? Or do they have folks who specialize in, like, Norman Soil or Yukon foundations?
Definitely something to keep in mind. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's stick with how OFS is using that local experience angle because they take it a step further, you know?
Oh, yeah, the name dropping.
Yeah.
Check us out on Home Advisor. We're accredited by the Better Business Bureau, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's a classic credibility building tactic, right? They're giving you, the potential customer, a way to quickly verify their claims. Don't just take our word for it. Look at what these reputable organizations are saying.
And then there's that line that really jumped out at me. We send inspectors, not salesmen.
Bold statement, right? I mean, is it refreshingly honest or just really clever marketing?
Because let's be real, those two aren't always mutually exclusive.
Exactly. But if they're being genuine about that whole empowering homeowners to make the best decisions thing.
It's actually a really good sign, especially for someone like you listening to this deep dive, who's clearly doing their research before making a decision.
Right. You're not here for the hard sell. You want information. And if OFS is truly prioritizing education over pressure tactics, well, that aligns perfectly with what you're looking for.
And speaking of information, I thought it was interesting how much real estate OFS dedicates to explaining those Oklahoma City-specific foundation issues on their website.
Yeah, it makes sense though, right? They're really leaning into that whole local experts thing we were talking about.
Because we've all heard the horror stories about our expansive clay soil.
Oh, tell me about it. And
Yeah.
that's exactly what they're tacking into here. They're connecting those dots for you between Oklahoma's unique challenges and their decades of experience dealing with them.
Right, and they even break it down by foundation type too. Slab, crawl space, basement. They highlight the symptoms you might notice for each one. You know, things like cracks, sloping floors, doors sticking. They even mention that gap between the brick and the window trim.
Oh, yeah, the one that makes you go, is that supposed to be like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they don't just tell you what to look for. They actually explain why these things happen, which I appreciated.
It's true. They could have just thrown a bunch of jargon at you, but they actually try to educate you a bit on the why.
So for someone who doesn't spend their days thinking about foundation piers, what exactly is expansive clay and why is it such a problem here?
Well, picture clay like a sponge, right? When it rains, this type of soil soaks up that water and expands. And when it dries out, it shrinks back down. So all that movement puts a lot of stress on your foundation.
And in Oklahoma, we're not exactly known for our moderate, predictable weather pattern.
Not at all. We get those torrential downpours followed by weeks of scorching heat. So that clay soil is constantly expanding and contracting, putting all that pressure on your house. It's no wonder foundation issues are so common here.
Yeah, it's like your house is in a constant wrestling match with the ground beneath it. So they've explained the problem, established their expertise. But how do they convince you to actually pick up the phone and call OFS instead of the other guys?
Well, this is where those customer testimonials come in. And OFS is not shy about showing theirs off, let me tell you.
Yeah, they go all out with the reviews, don't they? It's like they gave every happy customer a megaphone.
Right. You're scrolling through pages and pages of glowing praise, which, you know, can be a little overwhelming.
And honestly, a little hard to believe sometimes, right? Like, are these reviews too good to be true?
That's always the question, isn't it? So instead of just focusing on the sheer volume of reviews, I went through and looked for recurring themes. Like, what are people consistently praising about OFS beyond just saying, they're great?
Okay, so what's the consensus? What are people saying?
One thing that came up again and again was honesty and transparency. Like, several people specifically mentioned that OFS didn't try to upsell them or recommend work that wasn't actually necessary.
That's huge, especially in an industry that doesn't always have the best reputation.
Right. It's tempting to assume everyone's just trying to get you to spend more money. So to see multiple reviews praising OFS for being straightforward and prioritizing the customer's best interests, that's a big deal.
It really speaks to that peace of mind thing they keep emphasizing. Because nothing says peace of mind like knowing you're not being taken advantage of.
Exactly. And another theme that popped up a lot was competitive pricing.
Oh, really? Because you'd think a company with that much experience, that kind of reputation, they'd be charging a premium for their services.
You'd think so, right. But several reviewers specifically mentioned that OFS was either on par with or even cheaper than other quotes they got.
Which makes sense, if you think about it. They've been around forever, they know the local market, and they're not some big corporation with layers of overhead to cover.
Right, they're leaner, more efficient, which allows them to be competitive on price without sacrificing quality or expertise.
So they're honest, competitively priced, and they clearly know their stuff when it comes to Oklahoma foundations. What else? What's the final piece of the puzzle here?
Well, this one might seem small, but it's something that came up consistently in the reviews. People really value that OFS is locally owned and operated.
So it seems like OFS is checking all the boxes. They've got the experience, the local know-how, the happy customers.
Right. But there's one thing that's got me wondering. They're not exactly shy about serving the entire state, are they? I mean, they've got that service area map that practically covers all of Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to have it both ways. On the one hand, they're all about that hyperlocal OKC expertise, but then they're also saying, hey, we can handle your Tulsa Foundation too.
Exactly. So it makes you wonder, does that same level of specialized knowledge really extend to every corner of their service map?
Right. Like, are they sending a team from OKC to every job in the state? Or do they have folks who specialize in, say, the soil quirks of Enid or the foundation challenges specific to Lawton?
It's a question they don't really address directly in their materials, which, you know, fair enough. They can't cover everything.
True, but it's definitely something to consider if you're outside the Oklahoma City metro area.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask them directly about their experience in your specific location. How long have they been serving your area? Do they have inspectors who really know the soil conditions there? It's always better to be safe than sorry, especially with something as important as your foundation.
It's like they say, location, location, location. But in this case, it's about their expertise in your location.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Oklahoma Foundation Solutions, I think the biggest takeaway for our listeners is this. Marketing is just the first step.
It's true. You got to do your own research, ask the right questions, and trust your gut.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, it's your home. It's a big decision. And you want to make sure you're choosing a company that's the right fit for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that wraps up another deep dive. We hope this has given you some food for thought and maybe even saved you a few headaches down the road.
Absolutely. And remember, knowledge is power. The more informed you are as a consumer, the better equipped you are to make smart decisions.